This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In California, the Supreme Court, with a big term coming up starting on Monday, tackling abortion, gun rights, and a few other things that they won't be able to duck, I don't believe, this time around. Plus, oh yeah, Justice Kavanaugh tested positive for COVID-19. Yo, everybody, how are you? Did you have a good weekend? I hope so. I hope you got to hang out, maybe watch some football, maybe indulge a little bit in some junk food or whatever it is that makes you happy, right? Because that's what it's about these days, finding those slivers of happiness. I'll tell you who was happy. Tampa Bay Buccaneer fans and all of the Brady clan, because the Patriots lost on a 56-yard field goal Sunday Night Football. I had to bring this up because it was the return of Tom Brady to New England territory. So 19-17 was the final score, and that capped Sunday football, one game left. Don't forget, we have our Nail the Score fun segment where you can win some wonderful prizes and serious bragging rights. It happens on Wednesday, first hour, last segment. I pick the game of the week, and you call it. Who wins? What side and what's the final score? It's like playing bingo or keno or just making a guess. You don't have to know anything about football. You're just guessing. That's it. But we'll go to the man cave in our second hour. Right now, we're diving into a really strange week for the Supremes. And it's a strange week because, like I said, this is sort of like the agenda that just keeps getting pushed off. And it's not that it gets so much pushed off, but it's so big and has such an impact that there were other things in terms that came up and came up and came up. And now the term is upon us where the highest court in the land of our three branches of government will listen to arguments on some very, very important, game-changing, life-changing cases that could affect you and could affect me. And as I say, this show's about the buzz in your backyard and the buzz in mine. So let's talk about that, because we'll be talking about it certainly as we get dive deeper into the week. It is an extraordinarily, I think, on the verge of, they are an extraordinarily on the verge of a controversial term. I knew I could get that out. That's six cups of coffee. So will they be on their heels or what will happen? This is what's going to happen coming up on the agenda. One of them, Mississippi asked the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade. So the spotlight is certainly going to be there. No question about it. And that's a big one, the narrative of what happens. It's the rise and fall, some say, with the court's decision on this Mississippi law banning almost all abortions after 15 weeks. Lower courts have not allowed that law to take effect. And, of course, there is controversy in Texas with their law, and that's a whole different thing. But if the court does overrule, what happens then? It would be, again, a huge change for so many states, so many women, so many clinics, etc. Now, besides that and what they decide to do there, and this is huge because you've got to think about the new justices that are on the court, three new conservative voices, although Amy Coney Barrett is constantly saying we don't lean in any direction. It's that we don't. We're not leaning in that direction. I don't think anybody can say they're 100% unbiased. But we'll see. We'll see what the dramatic change is of the law, if there is a dramatic changed. This is something that's going to be talked about a lot. You know, you think about the court's 5-4 decision allowing Texas's new abortion restrictions to take effect. That law bans the procedure after 6 weeks of pregnancy, before most women know that they're even pregnant, or who may want the procedure, who they don't know. So that is being challenged, but we saw what the court's decision did there. And opponents say it's forced those who want abortions to either continue an unwanted pregnancy or travel to other states to get that procedure, in effect nullifying the guarantee of Roe to choose an abortion before the fetus is viable. So this is huge. And the controversy, I mean, off the charts. Of course, pro and there's the pro side and the against side, and what will they, you know, what will they ultimately rule in this case? And I think some time certainly will be spent on this. It's not the only controversial case that the Supreme Court will take up. It's certainly it's one of the biggest, because this is a Supreme, this goes all the way back to arguments made by Mississippi and its supporters that were considered by the Supreme Court in the Roe decision in 1973 and in the Casey decision in 1992. And it's, of course, a different Supreme Court, obviously. And then you look at the gun case that's being considered. The court is considering New York's strict, and this will happen like November 3rd, is considering New York's strict limitations on those who are permitted to carry a concealed weapon for self-defense after deciding in 2008 that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to keep a handgun in the house. Home. The court has generally stayed away from gun control issues. We haven't had any of that. In fact, I've been doing this show since then. Nothing. We've talked about gun rights. We've talked about the Second Amendment. We've seen challenges, but not at this level. And there definitely is a kind of a resistance to this. But the dynamic, once again, has changed on the court. So what will that mean in this, you know, in this case, in this decision? This is a very big one. The Supreme Court hearing gun control on carrying weapons outside the house. That's what it is. And then, will they take on yet another third rail of legal proportions? And it's about looking at government restrictions on spending public money on religious organizations. So considering Maine's tuition assistance program to parents who live in towns too small to have their own schools, Maine doesn't allow using the funds at religious schools. So now, of course, the court is more receptive to the pleas of religious organizations, and in 2020 loosened the rules on those schools participating in state assistance programs. But will the court take that on, that challenge? And then also there's the challenge to Harvard's admission program. Lower courts have upheld Harvard's system against charges that it unfairly benefits African American and Hispanic students and discriminates against Asian Americans. So now this could be yet another case that is taken up by the Supreme Court. But definitely guns and the abortion issue, those cases are on the docket. There's no question about it. All right, hang with us. Much more to fill you in on as the menu continues.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than Sunny-Bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality made travel pillows, or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come at a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
This report is sponsored by Amazon. Amazon is making groceries more affordable and accessible to all customers, providing an easy way for families to have access to healthy and delicious food. SNAP recipients can use their EBT card benefits on Amazon and Amazon Fresh to order shelf-stable pantry items, as well as fresh produce and proteins. Plus, eligible SNAP orders are conveniently delivered right to your door. No membership required. Customers who add their SNAP EBT card on Amazon will also receive budget-saving offers and exclusive deals on beloved products. This month, shoppers can save on select products from top brands, including Nature's Path cereal and granola, perfect for starting the day or an after-school snack, and Tyson products, including selections of top-quality chicken that are a delicious main course at any family meal. For more information, to enroll your benefits, and to start saving today, visit Amazon.com/snap.
Be happy with what the Supreme Court probably decides on abortion, guns, and religion, because that's all under the microscope with the Supreme Court, which I think is some of the biggest, this is maybe the biggest term since I've been on the air, certainly one of them. We'll see what I would say is the present for some under the Christmas tree as they would wrap up this term, and for others, just a complete and utter nightmare. You can guarantee there will be protests on all sides of all of the things that I just briefly gave you the tiny bit of that overview, and we'll dive much, much deeper into that as we swing open the doors to another week here on the show. But I want to also get to this. How about this California oil spill? They're talking about how bad is it. You know, when you look at the Pacific Ocean and you think, and I used to live in California, it's covered with oil, 3,000 barrels worth of oil. Crews were rushing to stop this leak and they couldn't do it. It's an ecological disaster. It certainly could become that, especially in the area where that spill happened. I absolutely feel for the people that are, one, trying to contain this, the people off of this area of Huntington, you know, 5 miles off the coast of Huntington Beach, Orange County is where we're talking about, and there's a lot of incredible wildlife there, the beautiful wetlands, the Talbot wetlands, that's significant. People, if you don't know about this, I mean, it's a beautiful area that the that so many people, I think, try to preserve, you know, and they're starting to find dead birds and fish washing up on the beaches. So they're working with the Army Corps of Engineers and with wildlife people, experts, etc., and they have been doing that to create this natural habitat for decades. Now they're working with them to figure out what can we do. It may be completely destroyed in a day. When you talk about the gallons that have spilled, Now, some of that oil has been recovered. I guess about 1,200 gallons of the kind of oily water mixture have been recovered, so that's good. But this is 24/7. I mean, everybody, all hands on deck to try to respond to get this crude oil spill up and out. You know, they put that familiar frame around it, the big orange, I call it how they rim it out, the perimeter of it. And I've seen this a few times, and I've seen what's happened here. And so they're collecting as much of the wildlife as they can and trying to get vet care and everything that you would possibly do. And imagine the people with this Houston-based oil and gas company, Amplify Energy, as they're saying, we are committed to being out here until it's fully concluded. You know, we're working with whoever, local, state, federal agencies, of course, that, look, our employees live here, they work here, and we're impacted. We're concerned about the impact, not just on the environment, the fish, the wildlife, all of that. We'll do everything in our power to make sure it's recovered as quickly as possible and until it's concluded. But it is the worst thing. It has to be the worst nightmare on any part of this, whether it's somebody who is working for the Coast Guard, whether it's some of the families affected by this, to see that oil sheen that got reported just about 9 a.m. on Saturday morning, and they think it was leaking longer than they knew. And see, that's part of what's so important, the timeline. How quickly did they know? How quickly could they get to it? And how can they stop that leak? You know, how big is the oil slick plume? And it's 5.8 nautical miles long. So it runs from the Huntington Beach Pier down to Newport Beach, and that's the bad, bad news. So they, you know, that a sand berm is what they build to protect that channel from the oil spill washing ashore in Huntington Beach, but it's already infiltrated the wetland area, and they're trying to stop it so it's not any worse. And when you look at it, that's like the beauty point. You know, that's the beauty pageant part, honestly, of California, part of it. You know, when you take Newport Beach and you go all the way up to Huntington, you know, that's prime territory where you're body surfing and surfing and families are out on beaches and, you know, all of that. And this was a pipeline that was built in the 70s and early 80s. And there's about 17 miles plus between the pipeline and the shore. So the Coast Guard is saying it's a major, major, major spill. I mean, already Huntington Beach, they canceled the last day of their Pacific Air show. They're telling people that are constantly on the trails near there to stay away because the beaches have been impacted and it's potentially toxic. And they're telling people, you know, avoid it, avoid it, avoid it. And plus people want to volunteer because they're so panicked. And they're saying, listen, it's great that you want to volunteer, but we're not ready for volunteers right now. So I guess the good news is they jumped on it as soon as they could, but how long in between did they not know? And just how big is this oil spill that remains to be seen? But, boy, that's it really is. The word is hashtag an ecological disaster. That's certainly not what we want to see. I mean, in fact, it's one of the, because I didn't grow up in California, and I've said this on the air before, I feel so privileged to live in this incredible country in many different areas, the South, and which is where I'm living now, the Northeast, the Midwest, the Southwest, etc., the West, but I didn't grow up on the West Coast, and going to California is like one of the memories I have. Like, wow, where can you catch some sun where the Pacific Ocean is sometimes a little bit warmer? And the answer was Huntington Beach. We would go to Huntington Beach, and you'd see, it was just beautiful. You'd see surfers, and you could body surf, and it had just, you know, miles and miles of a beautiful shoreline. And then that, like I said, went down to Newport, and that's exactly where this hits. So this one hurts people. Yeah, this hurts big time. Yeah. Awful. All right, back to the business at hand of kicking off this week of what we're going to dive into. Besides the Supreme Court, we'll keep our eye, obviously, on what's happening with the oil spill, and then, and ultimately, what does that mean? And then looking at, of course, what is going to be the Democrats' big loss at this infrastructure, and they can't get that done. If you look at what's happening there, the Democrats who have control on the Hill are stuck in a very, very big way. I mean, you know, even Saturday Night Live led off with this. This is in their joking, harpooning way that this is where the Democrats have landed. In fact, Chris Christie might have read the tea leaves the best. Remember, he's the former governor of New Jersey. He said that 2020 moderate Biden is now officially dead and buried. He was on one of the Sunday shows, what I call the Sunday swirls, the political talking heads. He was on ABC's This Week, and he says he hasn't stood up to anyone except for the people in his own party who nominated him. And he said it's the death of Joe Biden. When he went to the Hill, he's now officially dead and buried. He ran against the progressives, ran against Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, ran to be a uniter in the country, ran saying he was going to force compromise. And that's the key phrase, because I always talk about the right force compromise. And he went up to Capitol Hill and he capitulated to the progressives, the liberals in his party. So that comes on the heels of Biden saying he's frustrated by the Democrats, warning against excessive spending in the $3.5 trillion budget reconciliation bill written by Senate Budget Committee Chair Bernie Sanders. And Christie is right. He said the opposition from Republicans in Congress is not even necessary because Democrats are fighting about this. They're killing the massive spending bill on their own because there's two that are not going to vote for it. And Joe Manchin, of course, is the biggest obstacle, and you cannot move that obstacle called Manchin. He's not moving. He has definitely dug in and said, I've said this all along, I'm not going for $3.5 trillion. I'm not going for it. It's not happening. So this is a big one for Biden. It is unraveling on him. Because there's no, in losing your own party, it's one thing to lose the opposition, we'll call it, because we know the polarization on the Hill, but to lose your own party, yeah, and have an impasse on the $1 trillion spending bill, that's a very, very big loss and tough to recover from that. Some of you talked about it in the mailbag. We're headed there next.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News. U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey calling for a nationwide database to be created that would keep track of violent interactions with police and members of the public and suspects. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the Democrat said the database would be essential to getting a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality.
Right now, we do not have a collection on these things. I think to give transparency to any town, we should start understanding what are the traffic stops, the demographics of those, and the like.
An apparent bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing several civilians. The Wall Street Journal reports that a Taliban spokesperson confirmed it, saying it wasn't them. The blast happened at a funeral service for a Taliban officer's mother. So it's unclear who is responsible. No other group has claimed responsibility for the blast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And the two guys in the back and that one woman sitting down for all of your fantastic emails. Remember, 24/7, you can flip me your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. kate@katedelaneyradio.com. I say it all the time, but I tip my cap to this very smart audience. Why? Because you get it. You listen different times. If you can't catch it live, which I know a lot of you like to do on our fabulous affiliates, you catch it in a replay. You catch it when it's podcasted, whatever. And you always have plenty of thoughts about what is what I call the buzz in the land that affects you and affects me. And we definitely have plenty of that to talk about, that's for sure. But I wanted to right in the beginning of this, give a shout out to Gary, who sounded like he was just out of his mind, out of his mind with excitement. He's listening to us on WOGO 680 AM, and he says, Kate Delaney, I heard you talk about Aaron Rodgers, and I know that you've covered the Green Bay Packers. You talked about a cool trip that you took with the Dallas Cowboys when you flew with them, and they took on the Packers, and your boy Aaron Rodgers came up big, and so did the Packers with a sweet win again in the NFC, and I can't tell you how excited I am about this team. We don't care about what happened in the offseason anymore. We don't care about what's happening in the future. We just care that Rodgers is cashing in and connecting big time with Randall Cobb for two touchdowns on the day with that win over the Steelers. What do you think? I think you're excited. I love that enthusiasm. I can hear it coming out of the email, Gary, so thanks for that. And you're right. I have covered the Packers because I've covered football and many times in many different eras, actually. And this team is an interesting team coming out of the NFC. They are going to be challengers for sure. Rodgers said the first game was an anomaly. He said, the loss that they had where they just got just shellacked by the Saints. He said that in their win against the 49ers, so in their third game where they won with that field goal, which was crazy wild. But, you know, they beat the Steelers again, you're right. So they're 3-1, and you're seeing that they're finding a rhythm, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers has weapons. And, yep, Randall Cobb is certainly one of those weapons. And it's interesting for Randall Cobb, just a quick second here, because he's making his, you know, this is like the second time around for him with the Green Bay Packers, and it's really, really paying off. All right, as for some of these others, this one is from Stuart, who says, "Hi, Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I'm here in New Orleans. I love it when you give us shout-outs to Louisiana just in general, but I know that you've been on 990 AM WGSO for a long time, and I always catch you there. They air a lot of your show, so it's wonderful. You're right about the people here. We are resilient. People have helped us. Electricity is restored, but a lot of people are still rebuilding, and there are the normal problems that you would still encounter even a month plus after a tropical storm / hurricane like Ida roared through. So thanks to everybody who listens to your show for helping us and so many others that have come to our aid. We sure do appreciate it. Can't wait to see you when you come here and do a show live. Yeah, that would be on the list. I really want to do a bus, an express tour where I go to all the affiliates where, you know, we go to all these areas, Tucson and Palm Springs and Tallahassee and Midwest, Wisconsin, Connecticut, all over the place. I would love it. I would. And it would be so fun to meet a lot of the people. I'd love to meet a lot of you. So anyway, thanks for that. I'm glad you're listening and paying attention to what we're saying. And I'm glad that a lot of people are reaching out and still helping, because there is still hardship for lots of people as they're trying to piece together their lives. And luckily there are strong community, I think, ties in Louisiana. You feel that when you go from different parishes, and that's happening. But so many people in the United States are reaching out, so yay. Okay, let's go to this one. I said a lot of people were looking at a couple of things, including what's happening with the Supreme Court. So this one is from Aaron, who says, "Boy, can you imagine being on the Supreme Court right now, Kate, and watching what they do, especially to me. I'm interested in what's going to happen with the gun challenge. I know that you are pro Second Amendment. What do you think will happen in their decision there?" Well, I think that in this case, you're talking about the New York restrictions on carrying a gun in public, and that one is huge. Can I just say that again? Huge. Because the justices kind of go, you know, they kind of shy away from those cases. They'll send it back or whatever. I think in this case, because now you have Amy Coney Barrett, she would be somebody who I believe, and I don't know all the ins and outs of how the case will be presented, because that could make a very, very big difference, obviously. But I think some justices who favor gun rights will question whether Chief Justice John Roberts would provide that fifth majority vote for a more expansive reading of the Second Amendment. I was reading this from a really smart law professor who's been following this out of George Washington University, who said he hoped the court would now broaden gun rights. More than 40 states, as many of you probably know, make it easy to be armed in public, but New York and California, which are two of our biggest states, most populous, are among the few with tighter restrictions. So gun control advocates are worried. What does that mean? And would an expansive Second Amendment ruling by the Supreme Court, would it prohibit solutions that have been shown that could end gun violence? I mean, listen, I think that it will be more expansive, but again, it depends on some of the arguments. And California and New York, it is that whole idea of the more populous area. So if 40 states are already making it easier, then with the big push, what would stop, especially with the way the court is, you know, the new justices, what would stop that from going through? And of course, it would mean not having that fifth. So we'll see if what happens with Roberts. I think he is the key to that. And my gut tells me that it would, otherwise it would be yes, that they would expand that, despite the arguments about gun violence or, you know, that kind of thing. Because certainly there will be some of that, right? What's the justifications to carry a gun and what our sensible solutions would be, the blowback to that, and et cetera. But I think the cat is out of the bag and the handwriting is on the wall. We'll see. We'll see if they push that off. Depends on what happens with some of those other cases. But it's interesting. It's interesting to question that. And you're right, I am about the Second Amendment. I'm for responsible gun ownership, but that sounds... it sounds too easy, doesn't it? Right? Couldn't you have an easy check? Can't people be responsible gun owners? And that's the problem. There are people that aren't. But that's not what this case is about. So I do think it will be expanded. I do. Okay. Let's go to another one. Oil spill. This one is from Chad. I've never emailed the show before, but I listened to you on KCAA, and I like that station, and somehow I found you there, Kate, in California. And, you know, this spill is a beast. This spill has ruined a jewel of California, and it just is heartbreaking to see what's happened here. It was inevitable, perhaps, that could happen, but it just seemed like we were exempt from it. And now to see the dark oil reaching the shore in clumps and rings on the waves, and the fact that, you know, you've got dead fish and birds washing up on the shoreline, and it's a broken pipeline that was running to an oil rig. It's damn depressing, honestly, right? I'm not anti-oil. I'm certainly not. But then you look at this offshore dilemma, and I guess this is what can happen, and this is why people fight against it. So now we're in the thick of it. And I think you've said this. It sure is different when it's in your own backyard. Perhaps I am changing my point of view, and I'm sad for all the people affected by this, including myself and my family. Yeah, if you're talking about going on those beaches, like Newport Beach's mayor said he saw dolphins swimming through oil slicks. I mean, that's what he said, right? The Coast Guard, I guess, is looking at that, but there's tar all over the place at Huntington Beach. So it's contaminated water, and that's bad. It's bad for people who use the water. It's bad for the wildlife. It's very, very unfortunate. That's for sure. And it's a major tourist destination during a pandemic when everybody's struggling to get tourists back. And when you're talking about the hospitality industry, so the jewel has been damaged. That's for sure. All right. Once again, remember, you can send me your thoughts, like I said at the top of this, when we entered the mail room, by going to Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact and bada bing, you are in just like that. Coming up next, speaking of bada bing, an ode to James Gandolfini, if you know who he is, a.k.a. Tony Soprano.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
One of the 28 million Americans who was obsessed with The Sopranos, much to the dismay of my my mother, who said, "Why do you watch that show? I don't understand. Why do you watch that show?" I like Tony Soprano because he was the boss, and he made the rules. And if he had to finagle the rules, he finagled the rules. But he always had an answer, and people respected him and feared him at the same time. I was thinking about this the other day. What would Tony Soprano think of what's going on with this whole COVID deal? I think it'd be pretty interesting to see what that storyline would be like. Unfortunately, that was a long, long time ago, or so it seems, when the show wrapped up, when they were back at Holstein's, which was a cool dining area that they used to go to. Tony, Carmella, and AJ waiting for the daughter to show up, Meadow, to Parallel Park and walk in, and just left us hanging. You know, was somebody going to come and get them and off them, so to speak? Because this, of course, was a, if you don't know, The Sopranos was a whole mafia thing. And it's interesting because I bring this up because The Sopranos is having a resurgence. What's old is new. You know how they tell you that oh, don't worry, keep those clothes because they'll come back into style. And that's what happens. We do cycle things around. And this is something that's being recycled. A lot of younger people are watching The Sopranos. So there's been a huge interest in The Sopranos. And I find that fascinating that people in their early 20s are glued to what's going on here in this Soprano world. And it's made the people who played some of the characters still pretty popular. So unfortunately, James Gandolfini is no longer with us, Tony. But you have Stevie Van Sant, who played Silvio, and he was just wonderful in that. Of course, Stevie Van Sant is also part of Bruce Springsteen's band, famously. I'm sure you know that name. There's Tony Sirico, who played Pauly Walnuts. And then there's so many other cast members that are in demand to go and make public appearances, even in this pandemic-stricken moment of our lives where half of the world is open, half isn't, half's afraid, half's not. They're still doing appearances, or certainly once things opened up a little bit wider. So it's so interesting. Even Michael Imperioli, who played Christopher Moltisanti, is in a band, and it sells out. People just show up, and there was a story where he said that he looked out into the crowd and he thought, you know, everyone's like in their 20s. How is this? How is this possible? Because they're taking it up and they're watching it. And it coincides with a new movie that's out, The Many Saints of Newark, which is a crime drama. And it's written by David Chase, who was the creator of Tony Soprano. And it's a prequel to the HBO crime drama The Sopranos. It takes place in the 60s and 70s in Newark, New Jersey. And the film follows a violent gang war from one of the mobsters' perspectives, Dickie Moltisanti, and his teenage nephew, Tony Soprano, in the middle of the riots, because there were famous riots in 67 in Newark. Terrible, terrible riots. And it's interesting. I saw it and liked it because I knew the characters, but I thought, boy, this is really a movie that if somebody went to see this movie, because it is on the big screen or HBO Max, but if you went to see this, you would miss so much of what this plot is about because it wouldn't make sense to you. Some of the snickering and some of the answers and some of the people in their younger years, you wouldn't realize the significance of it. So I think it's interesting to do a prequel like Star Wars did. The prequels make sense, and it's kind of the same thing. But Star Wars has such a huge audience when it comes to movies, and such a vast audience, you know, where you have older and younger. And if they understand Star Wars, the prequel fits like a glove. And in this case, I think it would be very difficult if you had no idea the background of The Sopranos, which, by the way, if you do, I give it a thumbs up. So if you were into The Sopranos, if you remember it and you watched, then you would like this because it would make sense to you. And if you didn't watch The Sopranos, then you'd have to catch up on it. You'd have to like that kind of a show. It's like that same kind of, it's kind of like The Godfather, you know, The Godfather in a sense, or some of the other mafia type movies that you may have seen over the years. It's similar, this New Jersey crime family. But I think it's the dynamic of the people and the family and who's the boss and what happens in the middle of that. And so interesting, right? Well, if like I listed my top, I'm the boss and you don't mess with me, I think the character of Tony Soprano, played by James Gandolfini, would be one of those. You know who else would make my list? Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood just made some more headlines. He's got another movie out, but he won a $6.1 million CBD-related lawsuit. So the company was blocked from using his name or likeness because apparently they were using it. And you think of all the words, you know, you think of all the lines, the famous lines, go ahead, make my day, and, you know, Dirty Harry, and you think of that character, the Dirty Harry character, that was the same kind of guy, not, he's on the other side of the law, but he was iconic as this is your hero. Here's your strong guy. Here's your boss. Here's the guy who's going to go against the grain and do what he thinks is right. And Clint Eastwood has that swagger in his personal life still in his 90s, right? So the company that owns the rights to his likeness, you know, they won a lawsuit against a company in Lithuania that used his image to imply he supported their products. And that's what that was about, by the way. It was three manufacturers and marketers of CBD and in this one company. And so he didn't have any connection to them. They found out and then they went after them, right? You know, interesting, isn't it? Just thinking they could slap the likeness, I guess, on and no one would know. No one would be the wiser. But we live in a world where it's very easy to find out when someone's using your likeness, right? It's called search engine. You can search anything you like. So that is the dumb move of the year, I think, thinking that it's no big deal, right? Because he represents what we're talking about. It looks good to me. We'll put it there. All right, so with the last couple of minutes left in this hour, again, kicking off this week, the first week in October. Wow, hard to believe, right? It seems like I keep saying that every month when we flip the calendar, we're in this weird time suck. That's what it feels like to me. And we are in October, though. Here we are, October, November, December, and we wrap up 2021. So wrapping up this first hour, big what's going to happen with the Supreme Court. We talked a little bit about that and laying that out. Also, what's going on with the trillions and the infrastructure, that what's going to happen. Progressives are saying they'll pass infrastructure and reconciliation, that they're going to get it done, but it seems very wonky and iffy to me, and the Democrats are really losing whatever leverage they have because they're not even keeping the Democratic Party united on that front. And so this would be a huge loss for Joe Biden. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders said that his initial $6 trillion infrastructure plan was probably too little, and the current $3.5 trillion social spending package should be a minimum. But poll after poll shows, you know, what do people want? You know, people, what do people want? Not the lobbyists. It's what do people want? And I think what we want is a smaller infrastructure package that can be agreed upon and can get people working and can replace bridges and roads that are crumbling. Please. Music means I got to dance off stage left. Thanks so much for listening to the show. Make it count, everybody. You're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars shared with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells,
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.